Before I say a couple of words about the background for our flower communion, I invite you to just take a look, those of you who haven't done it before, at the directions for it. When I finish telling you a little bit about it and I take my flower, we come up row by row, and we seem to make it work. Okay, I'm not good at this kind of thing. If I'm in a choir and I have to go onto the risers first or come off first, it's just a catastrophe because I don't know when to do what. So I'm assuming that you'll just come forward by row, starting from the beginning, from the front, and go back in the second row will come up, and it'll work just fine because it always does. Okay? All right. The flower communion is a well-loved tradition in a lot of Unitarian Universalist congregations, definitely including ours. We have been doing this for many, many, many years, since before I came, I think, which was 1988. We love it for what it means, that we are a community sharing what we have with each other, that with Ralph Waldo Emerson, we believe in living in the present, like nature. And we also love it as a part of our history. Norbert Čapek was a Czechoslovakian Unitarian minister, and he invented the flower communion. And this is a quote now from him. "To confess that we accept each other as brothers and sisters without regard to class, race, or other distinction, acknowledging everybody as our friend who is a human and wants to be good." I really like that. He knew that a lot of people rejected the old communions of their old churches, typically bread and wine. And so he invented a beautiful new one that involves flowers. He was a minister during World War II when the Nazis were invading countries, including Czechoslovakia, and taking away people's freedoms. The church and its brave minister, Reverend Čapek, were a beacon of freedom and hope as the Nazis occupied Czechoslovakia, which of course then brought Čapek and his church to the attention of the authorities. The Nazis simply could not allow his preaching of freedom and dignity, and he was imprisoned. The final 14 weeks of his life, when he was 70, were spent in the Dachau concentration camp, where he composed hymns and he brought hope and comfort to the other prisoners. He died in Dachau. And we have, because of him, our annual June ceremony of the flowers. When we walk up and take a flower that someone else has brought, it reminds us of him and other brave men and women who have lived and died for our faith. It also reminds us to pay attention to the flowers, to pay attention to all of life right now, because the present is where we are, and the present is really what we have. And it reminds us of what it means to live in religious community. We bring our gifts to this place. We take away what others bring. If we are in a time when we cannot give, others step forth to fill the gaps. So every person in this room takes at least a flower. Did you notice as people came in that just in case almost everybody brought more flowers than their party? And we brought three. There were two of us. I saw one person bring in like four. So there are plenty of flowers no matter who you are, whether you have brought any or not. There are always plenty. Now, before I read the consecration of the flowers, which was Čapek's prayer before the communion, I want to note that we are singing hymn number 28, which is called View the Starry Realm. Now, usually we have sung Mother Spirit, Father Spirit. And Charlotte Tompkins, our redoubtable and wonderful pianist, spoke up and said in an uncharacteristically firm way to me That is really a mournful song, and we sing it about 100 times before we get through. It's true, and it's a wonderful song. Eddie does go, Mother Spirit, Father Spirit, and so the minor key of it sort of gets to us. So we're going to try another one that has words by Norbert Chopik that's not too hard, and we will sing it enough times that we will all really be pretty well acquainted with it by the time that we have finished doing our flower communion. So Charlotte will play hymn number 28 all the way through one time for us. And then we will simply sing it over and over as we come up row by row. And each of us takes a flower, paying close attention to each flower that we take, paying close attention to the fact that someone else has brought this. We have brought our gift, and we are taking away what somebody else brought.